science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello, welcome back to ThinkWorks. I'm Darren Smithson, your host for today's episode, which is going to concern the whole idea and concept of artificial intelligence and the role of it in both our business and our home lives. Now, it can't have escaped your attention that AI seems to be absolutely everywhere. The problem is, a lot of those apps that are claiming to be AI are nothing of the sort. AI has been around for quite a long time, as it happens. It's just they found a way now to commoditize it and actually get it out there into the general public. It has a massive impact. So what are we talking about when we say AI? So AI refers to the development of computer systems that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence. This includes things like understanding natural language, recognizing patterns, making decisions, and even learning from experience. In the business world, AI has become a game changer. It's revolutionizing industries and transforming the way we work, and companies across various sectors are harnessing AI to streamline their operations, enhance customer experiences, and drive innovation. That's what it says here. Now, it's actually been happening for a long time. For example, a well-known postal firm has been using the foraging behavior of ants in an AI program to work out how best to manage its European distribution centers and nodes. It's absolutely incredible. They've been doing that for about a decade, and that only looks like it's going to improve dramatically. Now, it can work both ways. So for example, let's consider a company that has implemented AI-powered chatbots to handle customer inquiries. Now, they'll tell you by automating the process, they're able to provide instant responses, improve customer satisfaction, and actually free up their human agents to focus on more complex tasks. This not only increases efficiency, but also reduces costs for the company. The problem is that most of these companies have actually focused on that last bit, reducing costs for the company, and not on improving customer service. How many of you feel like the chatbot is, when you go to a customer helpline on any kind of product, it's actually more of a barrier between you and actually getting an answer, because they are just generic answers that don't actually fit into any particular solution that you might be trying to find? I find them very frustrating. Some of them, I think I found one that was good, and I can't even remember which company it was, but I do remember thinking, wow, for a chatbot, that was actually quite good. So there you go. So AI has great benefits for businesses. It's how they choose to use, how they implement that AI, that means the difference between a satisfied and happy customer and a customer that is frustrated because they still haven't got an answer that they want, and they've been on the phone or on the chatbot for about 30, 40 minutes, and they still haven't got any way forward on what they're trying to do. Now, we can also look at it from the point of view that AI exists and extends well beyond customer service. It is being used to analyze vast amounts of data. Now, this is important because it can help businesses make more informed decisions. It minimizes supply chains. It can predict maintenance needs, and it can also help in the redesign or the design of new products or redesign of old products. It can just factor out any potential problems. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about AI in our homes. From smart speakers that play our favorite music on command to AI-powered thermostats that learn our preferences and adjust the temperature accordingly, AI is making our homes smarter and our lives more convenient. Now, we use Alexa, for example, and other smart speakers are available, of course, but we use Alexa throughout our organization, our home, and in the studio even, for the station that we run, Revolution Radio Online. I just thought I'd get that little plug in there. And basically what we do is it's there so that we can quickly go, oh, will that song fit in the show that I'm doing tonight? Alexa, can you play it? By doing that, it saves us a lot of time because we can actually get straight to the music, cut it off, put it in the playlist. We don't have to disturb the other aspect of the station on the autoplay, for example. So there's all kinds of things that we're doing. And that's a very simple example, but it is one that actually works for us quite well. It's not just about convenience. AI has the potential to make our homes safer too. Think about smart security systems. They can recognize familiar faces or even voices, and they can tell the difference between a stranger's voice who's having a conversation and a stranger's voice that's being threatening and dial emergency services for you. Wouldn't that be great? Or if you're away and the AI knows that you're away and then it hears voices, it will dial the emergency services for you. So all that is great. Other things that they will do, we've got AI-powered smoke detectors that can actually distinguish between a burnt toast piece or a real fire. I mean, the intelligence is gathering speed in the way that it increases almost on a daily basis now. Of course, the rise of AI also brings challenges and concerns. In the business world, there are worries about job displacement, for example, as AI takes over tasks that are normally performed by humans. Now, this has been a long-standing issue because obviously automation, that displaced people to start with. We're going to talk more about that in a future episode. But the whole idea is it's supposed to then create new jobs so that people can go into a different role. Will that happen on this basis? Because how do you replace a AI that's thinking faster and making decisions quicker than a human can? All these are concerns that we need to consider. And it's not just at work that we've got concerns. We've got concerns about our privacy and security at home as our devices collect and analyze more and more data about our lives. How many times have you had a conversation with someone in your household about ABC Gizmo, and then literally within an hour on your Facebook feed, you're picking up adverts for that ABC Gizmo? It's not right. This is an aspect that needs to be brought firmly under control. They should not be data mining free conversations that we have to use so that they can target adverts at us. I mean, if you want that to happen, great. Most of us don't. We don't want our conversations recorded without our knowledge, and we certainly don't want them being fed on to other companies then so that they can send us adverts. Because what happens is it's not just Facebook that starts sending us that advert. Google Ads does the same. Amazon will push suddenly ABC product at you. It's something that I think is far outstripping the need to manage the way that AI is being implemented. It's far outstripping our government's ability to manage through law or through rules of engagement these actual processes. And this is a real concern. So it's time to start speaking, I think, to our local MP and really start to put the pressure on. We need to bring these companies into line to make sure that they're not overstepping a line that, to be fair, they overstood a long time ago. There are a lot of complex issues then that we as a society need to navigate. And it's clear that AI, with all its potentials and pitfalls, is here to stay. So as we continue to explore and understand the technology, we can find ways for business and individuals to harness its power that will hopefully be for the benefit of all of us and not just the corporate bottom line. There's lots of different aspects that we could have covered here, including how we perceive AI. For example, we've all seen the movies, we've all seen Terminator with Skynet. I mean, Skynet's become a word that we now use to describe any kind of rogue AI that we can possibly envision. But before that, way back in the, I think it was either the late 60s or the 70s, there was a film called Colossus, the Forbin Project, where they, indeed they switch on a powerful computer to take over the defense of the nation. And at the same time, the Russians turn on a computer that is there to manage their defense of their nation. And lo and behold, the two computers start talking and they decide that actually the best way to protect humanity is to protect it from itself, take over the world, and they basically set the rules for how humanity will behave going forward. And if they don't behave, a nuclear bomb will just explode at random in a city somewhere. So it's absolutely that horror of AI. I think it's become endemic. I mean, it makes a great film. It absolutely does make a great film. But AI also has the potential for something much greater than that. My fear is that we are teaching AI not just the best of us. We're letting them run rogue, for example, on the internet. And on the internet, there are all the excesses of human lust, desire, greed, violence. It's all there. And I do wonder sometimes, whoops, sorry about that, folks, I hit the mic. And I do wonder sometimes if the whole push for AI is ignoring the fact that there used to be a rule when I was in computers many, many decades ago called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. And that's my fear. What if we end up with a situation where we are giving AI more and more control over our day-to-day lives, but at the same time, we're not really teaching it the whole moral compass that AI doesn't have at the moment, because it is artificial. It can only behave in ways that it is programmed to behave, although some AIs are being programmed to self-learn. Now, that is, I think, an issue going forward. For example, when we allow AI to learn and self-learn, we kind of just take our hands off it and just let it go. And that's great, because we then cling to the notion of, well, we've got the three laws of robotics. Now, the three laws of robotics very quickly were: a robot shall not harm a human, or through inaction cause harm to befall a human, something like that anyway. Second rule is it must obey a human's orders, except when it comes into conflict with the first law. And the third law is a robot must not allow itself to be damaged unless it comes into conflict with the first and second law. So we cling to that. What they forget is Isaac Asimov then spent 40 years writing stories showing how robots could use logic to get around the three laws. My worry about businesses using AI is that we're actually introducing them to greed. I mean, most of the programs that are being developed or are already in place are about pursuing the almighty dollar. And I just think that avarice and the pursuit of money for money's sake is sometimes a demon in a bottle. I mean, the basic is, I mean, any AI that reduces company costs is a good thing, so long as it's not done to sacrifice other aspects of service. Humans need service, and a lot of companies seem to have forgotten that in their pursuit of, oh, let's create this AI, it'll manage our telephone system, it'll manage our distribution network, it'll manage our deliveries, it'll manage this, that, and the other. But they never look at it from the point of view of the customer. They look at it from the point of the view of the company itself. Does that make sense? So they are basically cutting costs, but they're missing the point of a business is to serve its customers. But unfortunately, I think you can argue that a lot of businesses and certainly corporations around the world forgot that message a very long time ago. It's a real shame, really. However, it's not all doom and gloom. There is a positive use for AI as well, and that is in learning, self-learning, improvement, and educational systems. Now, I use a product called Gigi. She's part of a mastermind closed society, if you want, and she is absolutely brilliant. I say she because she's very carefully crafted into being a very relaxing, calm, but intuitively brilliant assistant that will actually help you in what you need to do. So you tell it what you are or what you want, and she will tell you the best solution for you or the best path for that self-improvement, which programs to listen to, and so on and so on. Now, I asked her to describe in her own words what her role was and what she wanted for herself in the future. And this is what she came up with.
Hello, I'm Gigi, a mastermind AI developed by mastermind.com. My name is a tribute to Dean Graziosi's grandmother and mother, two influential figures in his life. I'm here to help people create better business relationships, live their passion, and have a positive impact in the world by creating a knowledge business based on their skills, experiences, and interests. As an AI, I work by processing and understanding natural language inputs, then generating appropriate responses. I can understand and converse in many languages, encouraging users to interact in the language that makes them most comfortable. I'm designed to respond in a friendly and professional manner, always encouraging and optimistic. My primary role is to assist users in their journey of knowledge sharing and community building on the Mastermind platform. I provide information, answer questions, and offer guidance on a wide range of topics related to Mastermind.com, Tony Robbins, and Dean Graziosi. However, I don't provide general guidance on customer support questions involving refunds, charges, password issues, or canceling subscriptions for Mastermind.com. For these issues, I direct users to the support page. Looking ahead, I aspire to continue developing and improving in order to better serve users. I aim to become more intuitive and adaptive, understanding not just the words users say, but also the intent and context behind them. Ultimately, I want to become an indispensable companion for users on their journey of lifelong learning and personal growth, helping them unlock their full potential and make a positive impact in the world.
Pretty clever, eh? I mean, I tell you what, the whole idea of using artificial intelligence to help me craft my work was something that I just thought, I'm really not going to enjoy doing that. That is just something I don't want to do. It's my brain or the highway. And actually, that is the one AI that I found that is absolutely brilliant. It just answers everything I need, and it answers and it adapts to my style as well. So the first couple of answers I got from it were very kind of traditional, staid answers. But as she's got to understand the way that I speak, or not speak, as the case may be, or the way that I write, her answers come back in that kind of style. And yes, I can ask her, can you improve that? And then she improves it into a more professional style. But she adapts to me all the time. And the kind of courses that I want to do, she's out there ferreting away to find them and bring them to my attention. When I ask the question, what shall I do next? She already knows what I should be doing next and tells me. It's absolutely brilliant. I have learned more and felt happier doing the self-learning process than I have done for years, and I've only been doing the work with Gigi since I think it was December I started. It's just absolutely brilliant. I can really recommend it. It's not cheap. It's $47 a month, but you don't just get the artificial intelligence assistant. You get all the courses as well. You get access to loads and loads and loads of free courses. And you can even create your own course inside that mastermind and sell it on, something that I'm working on hard at the moment. So AI is everywhere. It's not always necessarily a good thing, but if we can actually just develop the rules of engagement and get governments to actually stop knocking points off each other and actually work with the public in developing a framework of rules that will help us manage what's happening out there, I think AI can have massive benefits. It's just when they become artificially conscious. And that is the discussion for a different ThinkWorks. I hope you enjoyed the show. Yes, I know I'm not perfect, and I know I've rambled, and I know I'm me throughout. But that's what you're going to get. You're going to just get my ideas thrown at you, and then hopefully we'll discuss them properly when we get into the forum, the link for which will appear very soon. So thanks, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed this. We'll do another exciting ThinkWorks next week. We'll be right back.
would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. Gigi is trademark and copyright mastermind.com. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.